Ladies and gentlemen, let's start our Aperolo monthly call. Gisela, if I can ask you to do the roll call, please.
With pleasure. Thank you, Sirenish. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. Welcome to today's Aperolo monthly call on Tuesday, the 21st of April at 0500 UTC. On today's call, we have Sirenish Vardanyan, Maureen Hilliard, Tomohiro Kushisaki, Yasuichi Kitamura, Toshio Tachibana. We have apologies noted from Satish Babu, Holly Raich, Amal Asaka, Bikram Shrestha, Amal Ramzi, Muhammad Al-Dahaiti, Suhaidi Hassan, and sorry, Pavan Budrani is a participant, not an apology. And from staff today, we have Silvia Vivanco, Kelvin Wong, and myself, Isla Gruber. Our interpreters today are Jesse and Vivi on the Chinese channel. So if I could please remind everyone to state their names when speaking, not only for transcript purposes, but also to allow our interpreters to identify you on the Chinese channel. Thank you, and over to you, Sirenish.
Thank you very much, Gisela, and welcome again for all those who were able to join to this call. Anyone would like to add anything for the agenda for today's meeting, which is posted in the Adobe space? If there is anything who would like to say something, just let us know. Let's start with the briefing on current Alan consultations, and I would like to thank Alan for being able to join for today's call. Give the floor to Alan for providing updates of the post-development Alan consultations. Alan?
Thank you, Sirenish. It will be pretty easy today. We have a fair number of items on the agenda, but most of them are going to be easy to put to bed. So I'll go over them. If you're looking at the agenda, I assume it will be on the screen in a moment or something. We can either go from the agenda or the policy page, either way. Well, something may show up one day. The first item, which is currently under draft, is an item on rights protection mechanisms review. This is a look at the rights protection mechanisms, the essentially trademark rights, that are associated with the new GTLD program. The majority of the document is looking at the Trademark Clearinghouse. There's a little bit on the URS, that is the universal, the process to very quickly take down a copyright infringing domain that was registered, and a few other things. This is the first report of what is going to be many. This report will lead to an issue report, which will then lead to a PDP policy development process looking at the overall rights protection mechanisms, or perhaps leading to a PDP. Very little actually involved related to users directly in this one. Leon is currently reviewing the paper and will have to make a decision very quickly as to whether there is a statement made. I suspect that the decision will be that there won't be one made, but we'll have to wait and see. The next one is one on internationalized registration data, and it's a report from the final draft report from the expert working group. This one, too, is the first report of a number that are going to lead to eventually allowing users to register domain names and put their information, their name, their address, their contact information in local scripts and local languages. It's a carefully researched paper. Unsurprisingly, it says we should allow it. And again, this is the first part of a multi-stage process which will eventually allow users to register domain names without having to put things essentially in English. We've decided that there is no need for a statement on this one. The document is well done, and it's going to go on to multiple other phases, and the process is underway. The next statement, the next comment that we're looking at is the fiscal year 16 operating plan and budget. And this has had an awful lot of work and an awful lot of discussion within at large. ICANN has done what I think is a pretty good job at this point of consultation and involvement of the community. And as of today, Tijani, who is the one that was looking at the paper and to decide whether we needed a statement, decided that his recommendation is we need no statement. The document is, has had a lot of community input, and there's no real need for an ALEC statement at this point. So another one that we're not doing statements on. I think you'll see a pattern here that we're really trying to make sure that when we do a statement, it's something that is of substance and has impact on users. And we're trying to keep the number of statements low to make sure that when we do make one, that it will have impact and we can focus our attention on it. The next one is a number of brand TLDs, that is TLDs, top-level domains that will be used by a company solely for their own purposes. And the rules associated with new gTLDs allow, normally the new gTLDs do not allow the release at the second level of country names and country and territory names. But for brand TLDs, it allows them to be released under certain circumstances with the approval of the countries involved. So, for instance, you'll see Honda is one of the TLDs we're looking at. That will allow Honda to have, as a second level, a country name. So Japan.Honda, United Kingdom.Honda. So essentially, they can divide their business based on the country that they're working in. That will allow users who may want to use that website to find a local information about that company pretty easily. The ALEC has discussed the use of country and territory names quite a bit, close to a year ago now, and the conclusion that at large that ALEC and those participating from the regions came to is we can't really see a reason to restrict the use of these names. They are commonly allowed to be used within ccTLDs and within the existing gTLDs. There's not a lot of evidence of confusion among users because of it, and we see no reason. So we have made some generic statements saying, yes, we support this, but are not issuing statements for every time that a new request comes out. And lastly, we have a public comment asking for input on how the recommendations of a PDP are to be implemented. This is a PDP that has to do with transfer of domain names between registrants and between registrars. And the recommendations were passed almost 2 years ago. It turns out that some of the recommendations, although they sounded clear, when staff started looking at how do you implement it, it was not at all clear. As an example, one of the recommendations says, here, this is the process you must go through if a registrant is going to be changed. In other words, if you're transferring a domain name that you own to somebody else. But this process only needs to be followed if you're making a substantive change, if you're making a significant change. In other words, if you're correcting the spelling of your name or the spelling of your street address, that's not a substantive change. But the recommendations were not clear at how you recognize substantive or important from unimportant. and so that they've had to have a lot of discussion to try to understand how do you recognize a major change from a minor change, which shouldn't have to go through this process because you're just correcting something. And there were a number of other things. The recommendation said if you're transferring something from one registrant to another, you have to notify both of them have to be notified. Well, what happens if the email address and the mailing address and the phone number of the original registration no longer work? That's not uncommon. People register things, they forget to update their whois, and then suddenly none of the contact information works. And the question is, what is the registrar supposed to do at this point? How are they going to follow the rule to notify the registrant when none of their contact information works? So they're essentially trying to identify how do we take the recommendations that sounded good and make them actually work. And they're asking for input, saying, are they making good assumptions? Are they making good proposals on how to do this? And we're currently discussing whether we need to make a statement on that or not. And that's it. Lots of words, but not a lot of action right now, although a fair amount of effort has gone into making the decisions to not have a lot of action. Any questions?
Thank you, Alan. This is Sharon. Thank you very much for this update, and thank you for being able to join us, because I know this is late time for you.
It's only 1 a.m.
Yeah, it's just only 1 a.m. I know how hard it is to wait till 1 a.m. Thanks again. Any questions to Alan for this update? I see no hands. And I also would like to welcome all those who just joined the call. Yes? Do I hear someone was saying something? So I don't hear anything. Okay, let's move to agenda item 3, APR Aloha Pak Hub webinar. As many of you know, on April 9, we started with the first webinar conducted in partnership with APAC Hub and with the support, great support of APAC Hub and at large staff in general. And we had a really very informative presentation, which is all the records and transcripts are available. Unfortunately, we had only 6 ALSs participated in the webinar. We have a lot of individual members participated, but I would like to encourage all ALSs, even if they are not able to participate in the webinar itself, to download the transcripts and records and to hear it. Unfortunately, we also heard from IT that we can't count how many people downloaded the information or visited the wiki space for this transcript, but I encourage you all to do that. And I would like to give the floor to our Sylvia or Kelvin to provide updates what is next within the framework of APR Aloha APAC Hub webinar. Kelvin, Sylvia?
Yes, Sianush, can you hear me?
Yes, Sylvia, please. We can hear you.
Yes, thank you very much. Yes, the webinar was very informative, and I want to thank my colleague Kelvin and the APAC Hub staff for helping so much and organizing a very good webinar. And I wanted to mention also that we had a quiz after the presentations, whereby the participants were able to respond to some questions. So it was a very interactive webinar. And the next webinar promised to be very, very interesting as well. So we will have in May, we will have internet governance, including ICANN and multi-stakeholder model. It's in the basic level, we have 3 categories, basic, intermediate, and advanced. And this is the way we have structured the webinars to build out knowledge little by little. And so this is the preferred approach that we have. And this, the second webinar in June will be basic DNS and DNS ecosystem. And a survey was sent to all participants to provide feedback and evaluation of the webinar so we can adjust, improve, and even change some features of the webinar if the audience requires. So that's basically it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sylvia. Kelvin, anything to add to this point? So I see Kelvin has challenges joining the Adobe space all the time, but if Kelvin, you can, you would like to say something, just let us know. Thank you, Sylvia, and I really would encourage all our LSs to participate in those webinars. This is based on the topics you suggested, and all efforts are there to make the information available for you. So please, even if you can't make the webinar itself, please go and download the information. Maureen, you have the floor.
Thank you, Sirinosh. Yes, I just wanted to sort of like, just to impress on people that, you know, like sometimes, you know, we're quite well aware that the webinars may be on at times that are not convenient for people, but that they are still available. And, you know, like, I mean, I know that one of the things that we're actually sort of like doing is actually keeping we are actually sort of like logging when people, you know, attend meetings and webinars and similar. And one of the things that I have been discussing with staff and trying to like find some way in which we could actually log, you know, when people go listen to a webinar at a time that is outside of the norm, that we feel like... we will try and investigate some way in which we can log that you have actually sort of like participated. We are still like trying to encourage everyone to attend these webinars. They're very important for us as a developing, you know, as we're developing our ALSs. And so we, please be sure that we are looking at ways in which we can perhaps look at how we can, you know, also ensure that the time that you spend listening to a webinar is actually logged. Thank you.
Thank you, Maureen. Thank you very much for this addition. Anyone would like to say something related to this topic and related to webinars in general? Just to add that this webinar, the planned topics are for the whole year 2015, so please take the chance to gather all this information, and I would encourage especially those who are not constant participants in person ICANN meetings. So this information also is really very helpful to get where we are now and what is on the table during the meetings itself. So let's move to agenda item 4. We have outreach policies for the upcoming year developed by Pavan. As you know, Pavan is the ECORALO Secretariat, and I would like to give the floor to Pavan to provide the information related to outreach policies for the ECORALO. Pavan?
Yes, sir. Hi, everyone. Yes, just basically, I spoke to Sirinush a couple of weeks ago, and I had an idea in mind, which was actually something from around March or February time. So basically, the time when I was preparing for the quizzes for ECORALO, I was going through all the information about the number of countries in Asia-Pacific, the number of languages spoken, and the different regions and stuff. So that was the blessing of doing the quiz. It brought me to that information. So basically, I'm in the middle of making this Google document, which will include all information about the countries in different regions and the number of ALSs we have in different regions around Asia. and Australasia. So basically going to divide it into four or five different parts and look at the number of ALSs we have over there. And then when we notice that in some regions there are more and some regions there are a bit less, we can focus our attention on that region, which is a bit less. What I plan to do is get some members of APRL will be in charge of each region, and we can start the outreach over there. Go through, like, I could be coordinating all of this and go through the region that way as well. So once the Google document goes into play, I'll share it with the team, and then we can get the feedback from there as well.
Thank you, Pavan. Thanks for initiating this activity. And I'm sure that our ALSs, those who we have in some regions, will be also the helpful resource for sharing the information with others. So please put your feedback on the information which Pavan is going to share with all of us. Thank you once again, Pavan. And is there any questions related to that? And just to let you know that Pavan provided a great support for my speech in APRL Showcase to provide all the statistics as well. So, Pavan, thank you very much. I just wanted publicly to recognize your support there. Okay, so let's move to agenda item 5, APRL upcoming elections. I don't want to tell a lot of information related to that, just would like to ask Sylvia to provide the update when the information will go out and what positions are open for the upcoming period. Please, yes. Sylvia.
Yes. The APRL election selection and appointment for 2015. The following positions will require a regional leader to be appointed and to serve during the 2016-2017. An ALAC representative for two-year term, ending in November 2017. And Maureen is currently holding this position. Second, a vice chair to serve a two-year term, ending in November 2017. Satish Babu is currently in that position. Please also note that the following positions will be appointed. The NOMCOM selectee for the Asia-Pacific region, appointed for the term 2015-2016. And the secretariat will be appointed for the 2015-2016 term. And this is a discretionary appointment, so it's not actually an election. It's going to be held by Pavan. And I'm going to put the link there with the schedule, which is basically at the same time coinciding with the ALAC selection timetable for 2015 for ALAC members. So we are going to start with an announcement on the 29th of April, and the announcement for the call for nominations, a reminder on the 29th, and the formal announcement on the 30th. Then from the 30th of April until May 9th, the nomination period. Then May 16th, deadline for nominations acceptances. May 18th to 25th, elections. If required, elections will begin no later than 1 week after the deadline for nominations. And then all the representatives shall be seated in the AGM in October 2015. So I will put all the little details on, it's already on the wiki, I'm going to post it there in the chat. So it's a very straightforward schedule. We are trying to do all the rallies and the ALAC at the same time, so people are not overwhelmed with so many elections running throughout the year, but once a year. Thank you, Sianish.
Thank you, Sylvia. Siranush is here, and I agree with what Cheryl has mentioned in the chat space, that we specifically select leadership positions and not elect them. And I would just put here in the record that I will really support and hope to get consensus from all our members for Maureen and Satish to continue their is the new term. Because they really are doing a great job and they have the right to be re-elected. So also, I think that we'll got consensus on having both of them to continue their term. But you can put all your agreement, disagreement through the mailing list when the announcement will go out. And we'll have the position open for the NOMCOM representative, so please put the names forward, and I'm sure that, as usual, we'll have the consensus for all the candidates in place. Ali and Cheryl put their agreement in the chat space. Yes, I hope that we'll have consensus as usual. So any questions related to the upcoming elections, the information will be available, as Sylvia said, on 13th of April. It will officially go to April mailing list, so you all will see what positions and what the terms, what the deadlines are, and it will be also available in the wiki space. Any questions on that? Yes, the details are already posted in the wiki space. So the link which Sylvia put in the chat space already contains all the information which has been just said. Okay, more to come on the elections during the beginning of May. So I encourage all of you to be very, very active in putting your agreement, disagreement on the candidates, or putting your names for the consideration, etc. So this is where also ALSs are very important to be heard. So please put your name forward in whatever you would like to say. If there is no questions related to the agenda item 5, let's move to agenda item 6, Aturala survey results. As you all know, we conducted the survey among Aturala ALSs, and I would like to thank those who participated. We have really not bad statistics, at least we have 28 ALSs participated in the survey, and we have also four or five, Maureen, correct me if I'm wrong, four or five ALSs where two participants, primary and secondary contact, provided their input for the survey. So they participated in the survey as two representatives from the same ALSs, ALS, which is really very appreciated and welcome. And I would like to give the floor to Maureen to provide just brief updates on the highlights, what has been said by our ALSs and what we found out through the survey. Maureen, please.
Thank you, Sir Ellis. This is Maureen for the record. Yes, I too would like to add my appreciation to those members who were able to find the time to fill in the survey. Very much appreciated. I think the sort of interesting things that sort of like came out of the survey was when we're looking perhaps at professional backgrounds, and there's a large number of academic academic backgrounds, but coupled with technical and managerial, which really do help to look when we're looking at the sorts of work, that the RALO gets involved in and can contribute to with regards to the policy statements that ALAC works on. Those sorts of backgrounds really do help us get a pretty good range if we were getting everyone sort of like making a comment on those statements for us. There is also, It's not surprisingly, of course, a major interest for our ALFs was the internet governance. It would be interesting to sort of see more people, see more of our ALS members becoming involved in the internet governance discussions that are taking place at the moment. An interesting result too was the fact that only a third of our participants actually had English as a first language. It really does sort of like demonstrate the diversity of our region that, most of our region are non-English speaking. One of the comments that I made was that there was a high number of Arabic speakers amongst the respondents, and I wasn't quite sure, whether that might justify ICANN adding Arabic interpretation as one of the, main languages. There was a comment made about that might be a possibility, so it's understandable. I sort of think that we did get some really good ideas from people when it actually sort of we talked about what would actually help to engage people more as ALS members. The fact that we had 26 out of 38 ALSs actually responding to the survey was really good considering. I mean, we would have liked it to have been 100%, but I think that the number of that we did receive was actually very high when you take surveys into, just normal survey responses into account. The survey results, of course, are available. The actual, my brief report is available online. Please feel free to comment if you would like to at any time. Thank you.
Thank you, Warren. Thank you very much for the comprehensive analysis of this information. And I would like to say what Sylvia posted in the chat space, that the purpose of this survey was to know about Aturalo ALSs more and to identify the expertise within the ALSs because this is also fulfills Atlas II Recommendation 28, where ALAC should work with all RALOs and ALSs to map the current expertise and interest in their membership. And also we would like more ALS representatives to participate in policy discussions, in policy communication, and to be a part of this policy development. And we have seen that there are a lot of expertise in internet governance from the members of Aturalo ALSs. So this is a space where you can come in and be a part of policy development on internet governance in general. And I see also that Sylvia posted the final statistics on that 26 Aturalo ALSs out of 38 registered with Aturalo participated. But we also had the members, individual members also participated, though 68% response is really a low percentage for Aturalo to participate. I know that ALSs are more active in whenever we are having the teamwork or Aturalo showcase. I know that all of you have your support there. So please be more active in wherever there is a support from your part or participation from your part is needed. Yes, I hope to see the response rate a little bit higher. The survey results are available in the wiki space. It is also posted in Aturalo monthly report space. So please go and have a look on the survey, and we will come back to you based on the expertise identified as well. Any questions related to that? And once again, Maureen, for the great work in organizing and facilitating the whole process for the survey. Okay, if there is no questions related to that, our next agenda item is next day Turalo meeting, and I see that many people are not very happy with the Tuesday meeting. So I would like, we have a lot of people here from LSS, and let's tick the agreement or disagreement items here, icons here. Who agreed for the changing or moving the Turalo monthly cost? Cheryl, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Cheryl Langdonor, for the transcript record. Just one point, and I am personally supportive of the move to the Thursday because it does allow us to have greater participation, including from some of our leadership team, noting that Holly Raish, one of your representatives into the ALAC, is unable to make Tuesday calls for the whole month of May and some other teaching commitments through the year. If and I hope you do get consensus to move to the Thursday, I would suggest that you look to which week of the month you do this. If you do it in this current week, in other words, technically the third week, you are going to run into a problem moving it to the Thursday in the third week, in as much as you will be, for the first month at least, out of sync with input and output from the ALAC meeting. Now, that's okay as long as you're aware of it. You will be picking up on the Thursday, which is going to nominally be in most months, just before ALAC meetings. But with ALAC meetings normally still running on the Tuesdays or Wednesday mornings, wherever you are, on the fourth week of the month, you just need to be careful about misalignment. It's not a major drama as long as you're aware of it.
Thank you, Cheryl. Ali, you have the floor.
Yes. Thank you, Siranush. This is Ali Al-Mishal. I totally support moving it to Thursday. Plus, if we can shift it one more hour ahead, instead of 5 UTC, make it 6. Because 5 is a bit problematic for me as well. So, hope we can reach to sort of an agreement for that. Thank you.
I see several people are posting in the chat space, so let's see. So, Tamahiro, Thursday doesn't work anyway. Six UTC or the timing. If we change 5 UTC to 6 UTC, will it work better for you? Different suggestions there. Let's put the voting here in the space. For those who agree that the meeting will have for the Thursday, fourth, the last Thursday of the month. Who agree for that? Please, the green text.
Noting that you will be out of sync for 1 month, but that's okay.
Yeah. So the last Thursday, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Who agree for the third Thursday for the month? Who is okay for that? Okay. Tomorrow, it doesn't work for you till 8 UTC. Yeah, tomorrow, is it taking place every Thursday? Yes. Oh, God. So many meetings, and long meetings, I guess, from 4 to 8 UTC. What about Anupam, Aris, Hong, Ganella, Pavan? Please put your which one works better for you, third Thursday or the last Thursday of the month?
Ganella is okay. Cheryl, just noting. Just noting that in chat, Cheryl Langdonor for the record, just noting that in chat, Tomo mentioned that 0300 UTC would work for him, though, on a Thursday. So if we moved it earlier, I wonder if Ali was going to be inconvenienced.
Yeah, 3 UTC is really very early for myself, for the Armenian part of the world. I mean, and for
define
Ali as well.
Too
so
early.
It's
define
too early for you. Yeah.
What, 5 a.m., 4 a.m., what?
5 a.m., it works well. So, but 5 a.m. Doesn't work for Tamahiro anyway.
Yeah, okay.
Starting from 4 UTC, he has the meeting.
Yes, which is, but he could do 3, but never mind.
So I see that majority are okay with the third Thursday of the meeting, and to have okay. So 6 UTC is quite late for some for Australian part of the world. So we may stay with 5 UTC. But for the third Thursday of the month. Is it okay if there is any clear complaint for that time? Please put in the space. Yeah, Maureen, you would like to have a doodle for all others to participate? We can do that. We can do doodles. But the experience showed that we never come to the consensus anyway related to the time of our meeting. Okay, so let's decide in this way. So we will ask staff to send a doodle for the third Thursday and the last Thursday of the month. And the timing, different timing, starting from 3 UTC till 6 to 7 UTC. So let's give all options and give, okay, let's include also Wednesday. Yes, let's include the last Wednesday and Thursday and the third Wednesday and Thursday with the different timing for each day, and let's find out which best. So, I see Gisela is also putting it as an action item. Thank you, Gisela. Yes, and we will send, please send it, you can do it whenever it's convenient for you, and let's find out based on this, the day and the time, which suits most of our ALSs. Yeah, maybe we can switch to Wednesday if for ISOC Japan it doesn't work at all. So we can put also Wednesday and Thursday to see how many people can find the best way for participation. So we won't as much participation as possible. So thank you, Tomohiro. We'll also take this into consideration. Let's put the doodle for a lattice and to come with the final date and time based on the doodle. Thank you all, and thank you, Gisela, also for this. Thank you. We have the last agenda item in our today's call table. So if there is anyone would like to say something, this is the time for you to come up. Yes, Cheryl, please.
Thank you very much. It's Cheryl Langdonor for the record. And I've just taken the liberty of going to the newly named Selections and Appointments AP RALO for 2015 page. I've removed the word election from the title because it gets up my nose otherwise. But I've also added in what appeared to be the consensus in this call for nomination to continue for both Satish and for Maureen. I have at the moment listed the AP RALO ALT as the nominator for that, but I would suggest we might want to put a call out to ask other ALSs to support or otherwise nominate. We can look at the wording of that fairly carefully, and I'm sure the leadership team will come up with something that's clear and concise. But whilst we had the call on, I also took the time to interact with Gunilla Ostfrink, who had previously indicated her interest in coming to further service within the region, and in particular to working with the nominating committee. And she is in fact still interested with that role, so I have taken the liberty of, with her agreement, of nominating her on that page now to be considered for the NOMCOM role. And as we all know, all we do in AP RALO is put forward names. It is up to the ALAC to actually appoint. But I just wanted to let you know those edits and indeed nominations have been somewhat more formalised because, hey, I was there and why not? Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. Great addition and great information. And yes, I completely share the point of having consensus among all ALSs and quite support and fully support Satish and Maureen's continuation of their role, and welcome any new name for the NOMCOM. And I, there is also my support for Pavan to continue as the secretariat, as his term also is coming to the end, so he has the right to be re-elected, as it's put in the wording. So, Cheryl, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. That of course can simply be something that the leadership team is empowered to do. And because it is a casual appointment, you could in fact make it for periods much longer than you're currently doing with the 2-year terms, but that can be decided by the leadership team. But that's very much within the business of the leadership team, I would suggest.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Ganella, can I consider this as acceptance of nomination made by Cheryl?
Looks like it.
Yeah, looks like that. Okay, great. Any suggestions for the process by the members of ALSs who are in this call? So no additions, no suggestions. Cheryl, did I understand correctly? Do you want us to have the consensus in the chat space now for the upcoming name?
No,
the
I would suggest you do a consensus call to the normal list. I think
okay.
That catches or gives opportunity for any of the ALSs who are either not in this call or who do not routinely review these call notes.
Okay. And we'll do this whenever the call is out to the list.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. I wanted to clarify if I understood you correctly. So thank you all. If there is no one who wants to say something, I don't see any hand raised. I don't see any person who would like to say something. Just last 1 minute for you. I see Maureen is typing. So let's wait to see what Maureen...
Oh, she's just now officially accepting her nomination as well. I'll just pop back in the page and fix that for you, Maureen. So as soon as Satish responds, that's it.
Thank you, Maureen. Thank you. I hope that, yes, you will do this officially as well when the call will be out. But you have really great support of the team, I know, and of many people, I'm sure. So thank you. With that, I would like to thank everyone who participated in this call. We have quite a number of people who joined us, and it's really good to see all of you at least once a month to be a part of this call. And once again, thank you very much for participation. The report for this April call will be on soon, will be available in our wiki space, and I will also send it through our mailing list as usual. And looking forward to hearing from you very, very soon. Thank you very much. Thanks, Cheryl. And thank you all.
Bye.
Thanks, Cap, for the support.
Thank you very much. Thanks for
the interpretation. Bye.
Yes, thanks.
Bye.
For interpretation, Cheryl. Agree.
Bye.
Thank you, everyone. The meeting has been adjourned and the audio will now be disconnected. Thank you for joining today's call.